the frozen tundra of Tampa Bay. Who the hell writes this crap? You've got the Mosh Gelton Show. From Tampa Bay to the world.
Yeah, what's poppin', everybody? It is the Mosh Gelton Show. That's because it's 11 p.m. It is Tuesday night, and we are on Sunshine, 96.7 FM, Radio St. Pete, where local music lives. I am your host for this evening. My name is Mosh Gelton. I got a co-host with me.
Beatbox Bob.
That's correct. Mosh Gelton and Beatbox Bob. But we do have the champ.
Schmitty.
And it wouldn't be complete without the effervescent and distinguished Mike E.
Fla.
It's Mosh Gelton, Beatbox Bob, Schmitty, and Mikey Fla coming straight at that as... Like I said, every Tuesday night from 11 p.m. to midnight, we could do 2 hours, all right? You
think? Two hours for sure.
11 p.m. to midnight, right after the Spike on the Mic show. We appreciate Spike. Don't miss Spike on the Mic right before us every Tuesday night. And that's what's up. Where local music lives, and we're a bunch of artists in here. There's a lot of artists. One of us has a song that's going to be played, and it's not me.
Oh.
So that's going to be dope. Of course, we have the four-way music tournament.
Yeah.
And this is a band that everybody knows. I know, I'm confident Mikey Fla will know everything about this band. So not scared about that. We have, might do some freestyle acoustic. Maybe me and Bob will do a freestyle rap. Who knows? But we got that. Oh, yeah, trivia time. And then tonight's trivia time on the Mosh Gelton Show is... Here's the song, Who's the Artist?
Ooh.
Yeah. So the trivia time is about to get lit tonight.
It's lit.
It's one of my favorite ones, man. I'm super duper stoked about the trivia time, man. How's everybody going, bro? How are the shows? Last night's show, Monday's show was good.
Fire.
Yes. We just did Tuesdays, and now we're doing the Tuesday night on Sunshine 96. And I really enjoy doing the Sunshine show, man.
Oh, it's one of my favorite things to do.
A lot of people use parts of their show that they do somewhere else and then just send it in, which is cool, and then they have a show, but it's already been, like, every time you listen Tuesday nights from 11 p.m. to midnight, every time you listen to the Mosh Gelton Show, this is it. This is right now. This is Tuesday. This has never been heard. We don't send stuff that's been heard. We like fresh stuff. We do. I do five shows a night, or five shows a week. Feels like five shows a night. And so we be getting down. You know what I'm saying? Mikey Fla.
Yeah, what's up?
How are you, bro?
I'm good.
You feeling good?
Yep.
All the people want to know how your life is.
Steady. Boring, but steady.
If you had to, what's your most masculine trait, Mikey Fla?
I could grow a beard.
Right. Yo.
That's your most masculine trait?
Yeah, I know I could, because I've been about halfway there and couldn't handle it.
So. If you were at the bar and you were talking, you were with a girl. Say you weren't married. You're at the bar. You're with a girl. Some dude who's got 40 pounds on you, so maybe he's 5'2", comes up to you and says, "Listen, I want that girl." And he grabs you by the shoulder.
Oh, I've been in that situation.
What do you do?
Yeah.
You tell his mother?
No, man. I just, you know, I use my wit.
That's the masculinity.
Yeah, man. I'll talk circles around them. You know, I'll just talk them into a corner, basically, make them look stupid.
Like, yeah, bro. I shaved 6 times this week.
Yeah, man. I can grow a beard.
How fast can you grow a beard right now?
Look good?
Mikey literally pretended like he was trying to grow a beard. He said, "So you are masculine because you were in a band, weren't you?"
Yeah, but it was a glam metal band. So it was very not non-masculine because we wore makeup and had, like, you know, long poofy hair.
No, that's a good type of feminine masculinity. That's a passive aggressive masculinity.
It is.
You remember he was in a band, right?
Yeah.
And so about what year did this band pop off?
91 through 93.
Wow. So
I was very young.
So Mikey Fla.
I feel like that would be the perfect time range for a makeup glamour band.
No.
It wasn't Motley Crue and all that.
It's the worst.
Not when Nirvana was
the
part.
Yep, Nirvana killed the whole scene.
Not when Nirvana's coming in. So Mikey Flaw, I've got some of your songs, I believe, right in front of me. I'll give you the option. Would you rather me play "Kick the B-I-T-C-H"?
Well, it says that word, so.
Or "Reason to Kill."
You can say that word, correct?
Yeah, you can say "bitch." Not too many times, but "bitch" here and there.
Well, it's in a song, so it probably says it quite a bit.
All right, well, let's hear "Kick the B-I-T-C-H." And this is, what was your band's name?
Gypsy Bang Gang. I know. Wow. Yeah, I was never for really the name, but it was, the singer, it was his band, and, we followed along, you know? I mean, I knew the name was going to be changed if we ever got any kind of a deal, because, you know, it's kind of laughable, you know, now especially, but it was, anyway, you know, play it, see what you think. It doesn't suck.
Slow down. Mikey Flaw. Let me ask you a question.
All right.
I think I might have asked you this already. What was your band's name?
Gypsy Bang Gang. And everybody used to get it backwards.
Your band's name was the Gypsy Gang Bang?
See, you got it backwards.
The Gypsy Bang Gang?
Yep.
That's the least masculine band name of all time.
It could be.
I'm trying to portray your masculinity to the world right now, or to all of St. Pete, and... You got a song called "Kick the B-I-T-C-H," and then your name is Chitty Chitty Gang Bang.
Chitty Chitty Bang Bang, yeah.
What's it called?
Gypsy Bang Gang.
Okay, well, this is "Kick the B-I-T-C-H" by Gypsy Gang Bang.
I'm going to warn you. It's heavy.
It's heavy metal?
It's metal.
All right, we'll play it. Mikey Flaw from the Mosh Gelton Show. This is Gypsy Gang Bang. Okay.
Turn it up just a little bit.
I got the levels.
Okay.
You're on the drums?
Yes. Yes.
This is fire.
Glad you like it.
You guys need to remake this right now.
Here comes a solo. You gotta hear the solo.
Wow. Fire, bro. Let's give it up for Mikey Flaw. That's a gas track, bro. Yo, Mikey Flaw, Bob.
Yo.
What was that, dude?
Bro, that was completely off the hook.
You know, the funny thing is it got kind of popular naturally on, I just posted the songs to YouTube, like with a poster of the song.
Sure.
And there's people from all over the world that are like commenting. And like, you know, they're asking for like, you know, other recordings and stuff. That's, we only had the four songs, but it's, if we would have had the internet then.
All right, Mikey, fuck. Yeah. Dude, that was nasty.
That was crazy.
It was fire, right?
It was good. Absolutely.
Bro, I was expecting some low budget, low rent.
Yeah.
Mediocre, not indistinguishable.
All right. Inside info. George Harris, that plays for Greg Billings. He's the guitarist for Greg Billings right now. He engineered that. That was his studio. So he's local. He's, you know, he's still active in the area.
Some dude that knows some dude that nobody knows did something with that song.
You know who Greg Billings is from Stranger?
What do you think is more suspenseful? Us going crazy over how well you did, or you talking about some dude that knew George Billings that knew this? And then your song fades away as you're talking about George Billings.
Greg.
The song was great, bro.
It was. It was fantastic. You.
Fire.
Yeah. Stop trying to take away the spotlight off you, Mike. The music itself in the background was sick. That's what drew my attention in on it.
I'm saying that was absolutely a clean clip. It sounded gas, dude. The way it was put together, your drumming, Mikey, man, you are on.
Yeah, I didn't expect that. That okay, was good. Really good.
It could have gone either way.
That needs to be uploaded on the channel.
Hard and heavy.
We need to share that.
If you want to play the other one, that one's good
too. Well, don't get ahead of yourself. But I'm saying it was definitely really good. Yeah. Now we will play the other one at some point, if not tonight, next week. We got to, you know, we need as many local songs, and you're a local guy, so.
All right.
I mean, Mikey Flaw, Chitty Chitty Gang Bang. Very, very well done. That song was really good. Before we get to the old four-way music tournamento, I had to ask Schmitty, you saw a movie over the weekend that I wanted to see.
Oh, absolutely. Saw Super Mario Brothers. Fantastic. Yeah. The moment I seen that preview, I wanted to go see it when it came out, and it was well worth it.
Super Mario Brothers, so you've seen the trailer?
Yeah, I've been itching to see it.
We played the trailer on here. It's, dude, it looks so fire, dude.
I'm saying.
Did it live up to it?
Absolutely. When I got done watching it, if I could have rewound it and watched it again, I would have right then and there in spot.
He said rewind.
It's animated, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Absolutely. CGI animated, kind of. It almost looks like Nintendo 64 on crack.
Yeah.
I love exactly what kind of looks like, but I love how they just followed the whole Mario series throughout. It's all kind of mixed in there. It's awesome.
It's like a precipice of the Mario lore.
Right.
Bob, let me hear you give me a dun 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 dun. Dun.
Bum 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 bum.
I love it. All right, well,
it was fire.
I really want to see it. And how was the movie theater?
Oh, the movie theater was awesome.
Where'd you go? Tampa Bay?
No, this little small movie theater I was told about by my brother is in Spring Hill, and you wouldn't even know it was there. And you pull up to the front of it, and it looks a little ran down. Then you walk inside, and it's awesome.
Oh, is that the one by Texas Roadhouse?
It's behind a Pizza Hut.
Yeah, that's the one. That's the one.
Yeah, the food was great. You can get mixed drinks. You got these big old sofas that you can recline, electric recliners.
So gas.
Great.
They got a bar in there.
Yeah, I went to the movie theater not too long ago, and like it's like they realized seats – are people like seats. You can charge double a chair if you give us a full chair. Yeah. So,
yeah. And the vibrating ones, you know, the like the action movies where you can pay, you know.
What kind of chairs?
They're vibrating.
You sit in the vibrating chairs?
Yeah. And they're synced with the movie.
They're synced with the movie? Yeah. Is this, what is it, 25 cents?
Yeah, yeah.
Are you talking about like a regular movie theater?
Yeah, the at least the one in Oldsmar.
Do you have to clean up or do they do that?
They clean up. Well, they didn't really clean up.
So when you're sitting on this vibrating machine,
yeah,
like, and you're watching a movie, and it's like a heartfelt movie, and you're sitting on the vibrating machine, and you're watching, can you feel it deep inside you, this movie?
It depends on the movie. I mean, if it doesn't have action scenes and, you know, explosions, then you're not getting, you're probably not getting anything.
You know what I want to see, Bob?
What's that?
That Michael Jordan jam that's out with Ben Affleck and Matt Damon.
Yeah, Air?
Yeah.
Dude, I got to watch that. I just heard about it a little bit ago, and then I went on Google and looked at it.
Y'all hear about this?
Yeah, I have. Is it out now?
I think so, right?
What happened?
I think a couple weeks. There's a movie about Michael Jordan shoes, basically, and it's like how it came to be. I don't know exactly what it's all going to be about, but it's, I think it's called Air for Air Jordans, and it's Ben Affleck, Matt Damon, I think Jason Sudeikis is in there.
Yeah.
The sickest part is like they don't ever show Michael Jordan, and they say he's like a mythical figure. You don't show Michael Jordan on camera, so. It's a whole movie around Michael Jordan, and they're not going to show Jordan on camera. It's such a fire idea.
Dude, that's the move.
We're saving money, for sure. I'm sure that has a lot to do with it.
Well, he probably thought of the idea. He's like, we can make a movie around Jordan, and it'll make more money if we don't show Jordan, and we don't even have to ask him.
Oh, it's directed by Ben Affleck, too, right?
I believe.
I think it is.
I believe, but I'm not sure, but I believe.
Man, that's going to be gas either way.
Yeah, so that's another one I want to see. And so if any females want to come with me to the movie theater, just hit me up at Mosh Jelton. Go to my inbox or hit up Mikey Flaw, at Mikey Flaw, and Mikey Flaw will hit me up because he can't handle much. All right, you guys ready for the four-way tournament?
Yeah!
Ooh. All right, here's how it works. We take four songs, right? And we pit them against each other to see which song is the best. Now, what we do is these four songs are all going to have something to do with each other. They're all either the same type or they're all maybe from the same artist or they're all the same genre, the same year. There's something that these four songs have to do that we've got to pick which one is the top song. And this four-way music tournament, they all have something similar, of course.
Oh, yeah.
It's a band.
Ooh.
It's a band. These four songs are a band. Anybody want to make a Hail Mary guess on what band it is? Not something I play all the time.
Hail Mary. Let's go Green Day.
Nope. In the same era.
I don't know. Oasis?
In the same era.
Yeah?
Yep.
Audioslave?
That's the closer type, but you know, a little bit before Audioslave.
Shinedown?
Pearl Jam?
That is very close.
Like Bush?
That is who it is.
Oh.
This four-way tournament is Bush. Four Bush songs. Try narrowing that down.
Ugh.
Not an easy task. So what we're going to do is we're going to take the first Bush song, we're going to put it up against the second Bush song. We've got four songs, and we're going to figure out which song is the best Bush song. Are you guys ready to play?
Yeah!
Yeah.
All right, the first song from Bush. Have you guys heard of... That's not the first song. But the first song is this song. Don't play until I tell you to play. It wanted to start playing, Bob. You see that?
I heard it.
Now I told it to play. It doesn't want to.
Of course.
Tick tock on the clock. It's not my time to wonder why. Everything on why. Everything's gray. Now you're. Glycerine by Bush.
Ah, heater.
If this isn't one of the most banging Bush songs ever.
Definitely a great song.
Fly, you know Bush, right?
I know that song. I'm not sure I know the other ones you have.
Well, then he's a musician that doesn't know jack ass about music.
You have to understand, though. It's just I would play with bands.
Yeah, but I feel like
we would write. Yeah, I've
been in a band and you like music, so I feel you listen to it.
Yeah, but I didn't pay that much attention. I was like writing with other musicians.
Did you live in a wheel where everyone steals? It's like a strawberry field. All right, that's the first song. It's Glycerine by Bush. And Glycerine is going up against, everybody thinks Glycerine's just going to take cake until you get another song. Here's the song that's going up against Glycerine. Everything Zen,
man,
by Bush. Trust me once, if what's been said is what's been said, I don't think so. Gas, bro.
Fire.
So we do have Glycerine versus Everything Zen. Raise your hand if you think we can just call it.
Yeah, I think we can call it.
Can we call that easily?
If you're going to pick Zen, are you going to pick Zen?
You are.
I would.
Mikey Flaw picks Everything Zen. I'll go next. I'm going with Glycerine. Beatbox Bob.
Glycerine.
Schmitty.
Glycerine.
Glycerine is the winner. I thought Mikey might have swayed somebody, but he did not. He did not persuade. Glycerine takes the cake. All right, Everything Zen. You know, you didn't want to put Glycerine up against the baddest song they got off rip. You know, you don't want to do the finals. So I figured Everything Zen was a big song. That's a big song for them. You got to throw it in.
Fire, for sure.
It's a banger. All right, so the next two songs that are going to be, one of these are going to be facing Glycerine in the finals. And it's only, it's going to be one of these two songs. So I know you guys know this song. And we'll find out. Here's the first one. Wow. Machine head. Oh, man. I'm a machine head. Better than the rest. Oh, my gosh. That's a bang, slang, and wanger. Bush has got some big boy bangers.
They got that heat stroke.
This is grunge, right?
I'd say. Like, it's right on the precipice of grunge.
I think it was about the same time. Was it like 96?
Yeah, just after or at the same time. I believe it's grunge.
You can classify it for sure as grunge.
Machine Head. I forgot how bangful that song is. I don't know what's going to be Machine Head, but we're going to find out right now. Bush has come down.
Oh, my gosh.
So is it going to be Bush come down or is it going to be Machine Head? Bob, what do you say?
Come down.
Come down for Beatbox Bob over Machine Head. Mikey Flaw.
Yeah, I agree with him. Come down.
Schmitty, Machine Head or come down?
Come down.
And I'll take come down, too. Come down is the winner. So now we've got the finals, right? We've got Come Down versus Glycerine. Okay, so here's Come Down again. This is it. This is Bush Finals. Which song is the best? Here's Come Down one more time. That's going up against Bush's Glycerin. Oh, wow. It's like strawberry fields, treating you bad, you bruise my face, could love you more, you got a beautiful taste. Don't let the days go by. All right, so we got Glycerin versus Come Down. I thought it was a better tournament, man.
Yeah.
I thought it was a better tournament than this.
Good tournament.
I mean, you know, it's a good revisit.
I feel like this is the most squarely easy choice that we've ever had.
Yeah, I think so, too, yeah.
Mikey Flaw, would you agree?
I don't know what you're thinking.
Come Down or Glycerin?
I would say Come Down. So, I mean, okay.
It's Glycerin. Right, Schmidt?
Come Down.
Oh, what?
Yeah, that's where I was at.
Hold on. What?
Yeah. I thought it was very, very obvious that Come Down is a much better.
You guys are picking Come Down over Glycerin?
Yeah, all day, every day, for the rest of my life. Absolutely, I'll die on that.
Listen,
hill.
Bro, my name is Mosh Gelton. These people do not speak for the show. They speak for themselves. What? No, stop it. Bob, you too? You picking Come Down? I don't want to come back down from this cloud better than Glycerin. It could have been easier to.
Come on.
It's a good bass line.
Yeah, but. Don't let the days go by.
I don't want to come back down from this cloud.
I can't believe you guys. All three of you picked Come Down?
That's it.
Yeah.
Come Down is the winner, bro. I can't believe it. I can't believe it. Okay. I just don't. I'm sorry. Say, on a count of three, I want to hear everybody say who they think's wins. One, two, three.
Come down.
Trash. I don't know what they're smoking in here. Come Down. It just said, shoot up, shoot up, shoot up. You're high, high. It's starting to get nastier.
Golly gee willikers.
Bro, it's not better than Glycerin. You guys are smoking crack. You guys are on crack smoking stuff.
I don't know about that, but I do know that I like that song better.
Dude, they pick Come Down over Glycerin. All right, man. Well, there's three people in here that picked it. I think Flosco, do you know that? Do you even know the song Come Down?
Oh, yeah. They played those a lot. I know. I was singing along.
I'm stuck in shock. I'm stuck in shock. Schmitty, let me ask you something.
What's up?
You have to rob a bank or you're going to rob a bank. You got a plan for it. How do you do it?
I would look to see what type of sewage system is underneath the building.
Ooh, and he's
I'd probably
going underground.
Come in from underneath.
Hmm. Yeah, how many people are you doing it with?
It will start out with probably six, because I think that will cover all bases. And then as they do their jobs, you know, you just knock them off.
You're going to
get down to two or three of your close ones and you ride out.
What are you going to tunnel into the lobby? You could have just walked through the door.
Tunnel into the vault. Why would you come into the lobby?
So when are you going to go when there's nobody in the?
Absolutely.
It's going to be closed. You're going to tunnel through and up and under the vault.
Yep.
Doesn't seem practical.
No. Well, not at all.
The non-practical stuff is the stuff that you get away with, right? So you can even create a diversion. You can send a couple people in to rob the bank on the surface. Meanwhile, you're in the backside taking it out.
You're watching too many movies, man.
They work.
I like it when they go and they stay at the bank teller's house the morning before, and then they go there with the bank teller.
Oh, I remember that. It was a Billy Bob Thornton movie.
Is that how they did that?
Yeah, it's exactly what they did. They went in, they scoped out the place, they looked at the police response.
You're talking about Bandits.
Yeah, that's the one.
With Bruce Willis.
Yes.
Such a fire movie.
Oh my God, what a movie.
Yeah, such a gas movie.
Wasn't there an Ocean's movie where they broke into a bank?
That was a Casino.
Sure.
There was Ocean's 11, 12, and like 13.
They're breaking into all kind of heist. That's a heist movie, yeah. Ocean's, right?
Yeah, it's like getting back at mobsters.
Oh, yeah. Casinos and stuff.
It is it's a heist movie, and that's a movie that's like the Expendables for drama people.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? For like, you know, all those smart people.
How would you do it?
Yeah.
How would I rob the bank?
Yeah.
I would get a job, work there for a little bit, find my way in there. If not, I'm going in. I'm going to have six people ready, car to car to car to car, and ditch, go in there in all black, do it real quick, run out, make sure there's ditching going on all over the place. And then there would be a designated spot to put the money, another designated spot to put the clothes and stuff I was wearing, and another designated spot to go to where the alibi is. And, I would make sure it was the fastest thing that ever happened, and I'd never speak about it again.
In and out.
You actually think they would hire you?
Yeah, so that's the way I would do it.
What? What are you going to do? Security?
Man.
Like greeter? Greeter.
I'm a bank greeter.
Man, I would hate to work at a bank. That would suck.
The worst. It would.
I'm saying, because you got to deal with all sorts of crazy stuff all the time. You're always dealing with numbers. You get fatigued. And on top of that, you got this boss who just, you know, on top of you with these corporate standards.
Yeah, but any moment you could take 50 grand and have a good day. Whether or not you're going to get caught, you know there's one good day behind the paywall right there.
Man. I guess so. You could have a pretty good day about that. I mean, all I'm saying is, right, like if I was going to rob a bank, it wouldn't be the bank itself. I would just pull up, you know, to like some rural ATM somewhere outside of a gas station and just yank that off and then cut that open with a cold saw or something, you know?
You got to have genius level stuff to even be able to start putting this. You got to be who I would consider real quick. We'll go around the room. Bob, who's the smartest man in history? All of history.
That's hard. Just off the top of my head, there's like four, but I guess Albert Einstein, maybe.
Schmitty.
Nikola Tesla.
Mikey Flaw.
Yeah, I was going to say Einstein, but I'm pretty sure that's not true.
Like Benjamin Franklin.
Well, we don't know Isaac through Newton. History. I would say one of Leonardo da Vinci, in my opinion.
Or you say DiCaprio.
No, not DiCaprio. So before we are going to play trivia time here in a minute, but tonight, Beatbox Bob, what's the news of the night?
So listen, I just wanted to tell you guys, we were just talking about this bank robbery thing, and I was kind of chomping at the bit here, but I kind of wanted to respect the moment here because it's intriguing stuff. There was a What's that?
Go ahead.
There was a bank rob, or well, not a robbery, but like there was this guy. And I guess he just shot up the entire, the entire bank. He was a disgruntled employee.
Uh-huh.
Wow. Dude. We were just talking about that, and that was your news for the night. Sorry, I'm just mind blown a little bit.
That's, you know, it's serendipity, man. So I guess the guy's name was Connor Sturgeon. He was like 25. He's been working at the bank for a little while. Not too long, I guess, like less than a couple years.
Where is that? Where was it at again?
It's in Louisville, Kentucky. Louisville. I want to pronounce it correctly. It, you know, because I know a bunch of people from Kentucky. Anyway, this guy went and shot up the bank. He was like a disgruntled employee, and it was just a big deal. The officers, of course, you know, arrived at the bank within like 3 minutes, kind of shut the whole deal down. But he shot a bunch of people, man. There was like six casualties altogether and a few injuries, dude.
He dead?
Let me. Double checking. Yeah, yes, he's dead, right?
Yeah, they got him.
They got him good. Quickly. They got him real good.
Bro. And go ahead.
But I mean, like even the mayor of Louisville, Kentucky, was just like he was losing his mind. Andy Beshear or whatever like that. I guess he was talking about the fact that he was a mass shooting victim at one point or another, and then he's like, "Yo, gun reform, gun reform, gun reform," all this stuff and the other things. So. Dude, it's crazy. Like, it's a bank. Like, this guy, he just goes, he's mad. He pulls out a rifle and just starts shooting up his employees.
And this is nationwide news. This is probably going to be everywhere. A lot of shootings, bro. People are getting wild with the old. They're getting trigger happy out here. I don't like it.
Yeah. I mean, according to CNN, President Joe Biden condemned this latest mass shooting. And he was talking about like an act on gun reform and stuff like that, dude, just because of this situation. So it's like obviously a big deal.
Gun reform.
Every time there's a shooting that's mentioned.
I don't know if we go into gun reform.
I don't think he's not going to be happy until he gets some kind of ban, you know, on something. You know, he's got to come off safe face. He's, you know, he's going for the, you know, quote unquote assault weapon, which, you know, they're all.
People are going out. People are running up and shooting stuff, man.
It's crazy. All I feel like, I mean, I just feel like, you know, if everybody was armed and you know, situated and understands crisis management in situations like that, we're more prepared. It's a real world now. We got to like really pay attention to these things. A lot of these casualties could be avoided.
How many videos have we seen of a good guy with a gun stopping a bad guy with a gun?
Not a lot. I haven't seen a lot.
I've seen probably three in the last year.
Don't get me twisted, man. I think I'm not trying to split the people. I think more guns, the better. I'm sorry if you don't feel that way. I think definitely more guns because you're never going to take away all the guns, and you can't have just everybody should have a gun unless you're not mentally stable or whatever. Anybody that has the ability to be careful and cautious should have a gun because it's like you're going to be naked in the battlefield, man. It's a real world out here, bro.
But like, what if we even like in local civic centers and stuff like that, we just had crisis management training for free? You know what I mean? Like every so often, here's a thing. You go to the rec center. You learn what to do if you don't have a gun in a shooter situation.
But I mean, what do you do if you don't have a gun in a shooter situation?
I mean, there's a few things. Don't draw attention to yourself. Don't be big. Don't act ridiculous. If you have the means to do so, then knock them off guard. Otherwise, just be small. Don't get in the way. You could be one less casualty on a piece of paper.
Put the damn... Well, I mean, the banks... It's not like the school. I mean, there might have even been a guard there. I don't know. You know, when you have 320 million people, you can't stop everything.
Sure.
Stuff's going to happen, man. And that's absolutely. I hope the dude Friars or he's dead. So he's got off lucky. But
he had a suicide note that he posted on social media before.
Oh, yeah.
Imagine believing in God and then shooting people. It's very weird.
Oh, I think he also, I read something about him posting the whole thing on Instagram.
Yep. Oh, he live streamed it. Yeah. Yeah, he did. And they pulled that real quick.
Pascal's Wager.
Jeez.
Does anybody know what Pascal's Wager is?
Nope.
I just read something on that the other day, and now I'm drawing a blank.
Is that biblical?
Yeah. You want to Google that? Pascal's Wager, Pascal. I believe that is where... If you believe in God, if you don't, like, okay, so there either is God or there isn't God.
Right.
Now, if there is a God and you believe, then you're looking at an eternity of heaven, an eternity of bliss. If you follow, like, there's a God and you do it the right way. But if you go off and do whatever you want and there is a God, you're in trouble. Sure. So the wager is... Wouldn't you rather, why would you risk eternal damnation over 70 years of chilling? Because what if it is true? That's the wager. So by you not believing it, you're taking that wager. Is that what it says?
Yeah, you got the gist.
That's the gist.
That's the gist of it.
So it's kind of mind-blowing, bro.
That's crazy.
Or ask for forgiveness near the end of your life, and
yeah, that's
all's forgiven.
I mean, I know that this sounds a little arrogant.
You can't play God, man.
I know that this sounds a little arrogant, but it's just hard for me to put all of my stock into an almighty, omnipotent being that says, "If you don't do it, I'll spank you." Like, what? Your powers don't work if we don't worship you? That's just my thought process.
Do you believe in karma?
I don't speak for anybody else. Yeah, of course. Karma, action, reaction.
You believe in karma, which is...
But, like, that's an equal exchange of energy. That's, like, a fundamental thing. Like, that's just nature and physics.
Karma is like you steal someone's wallet, and then 4 years ago, somebody steals your microwave. I don't think that those are interconnected.
I feel like it's a lot different than that. Each individual thing that happens to you is the result of a choice that you made.
The last time I had any karma, she wouldn't leave my house all morning, bro. I had to get her. I got her two Ubers. She wouldn't go anywhere. I don't know. I'm just saying, that was Pascal's wager. I thought it was a pretty weird thing. You don't believe in God?
Oh, I absolutely believe in some sort of intelligent design of some kind. I just don't think it's how people paint it. You know what I'm saying?
Well, we could get into a very deep conversation, but... All right, I was just introducing the Pascal's wager, you know what I'm saying? Because we do got to get into trivia time, so I don't want to miss trivia time. Matter of fact, are you guys ready to play trivia time?
Yeah!
About time.
All right, trivia time tonight right here on the Mosh Gelatin Show. This is called Trivia Time. Here's the song, Who's the Artist? You are listening to the Mosh Gelatin Show on Sunshine 96.7 FM Radio St. Pete, where local music lives. So, for instance, I'm just going to give you the name of the song, and you got to tell me who the artist is. There is no buzzing. There's no buzz in. I might want to do it with a buzz in. No. There's no buzz in. You just yell it out. We'll see how it works with no buzz in. So, are you guys ready?
I'm ready.
Ready.
All right. First question on Trivia Time right here in the Mosh Gelatin Show. Here's the song. Who's the artist? Many Men.
50 Cent.
Surprise, surprise, Schmitty. Thought he had that. Beatbox Bob has the points. All right. This is trivia time. Here's the song. Who's the artist? Here's the song. Who's the artist? You Deserve Much Better Than Me. You Deserve Much Better Than Me. Here's the song, Who's the Artist? Alternative Rock, You Deserve Much Better Than Me.
Linkin Park.
Nope.
No, it's Buck Cherry?
Closer, but no.
Man.
You Deserve Much Better Than Me.
Kings of Leon.
That's very close.
Shinedown.
No, it's in that era. You Deserve Much Better Than Me.
Audio Slave.
Oh, Mudvayne? Not Mudvayne. Nope. Puddle of Mud? No, neither of them.
You Deserve Much Better Than Me?
Trapped.
You guys were all around it, dancing all around it. Hinder.
Yeah.
Hinder.
Yeah, Buck Cherry and Hinder, they kind of go.
They danced all around it. Nobody got it.
I was thinking that too. Dang it.
Say stuff out loud. Yeah, guess, Mikey Flaw. This is the one that you win.
I saw them together in St. Pete too.
According to a song lyric, here's the song, Who's the Artist? Be ready to go because you guys should know this. You guys ready?
Ready.
Here's the song, Who's the Artist? How to Save a Life.
Kings of Leon. I mean, The Fray.
Right.
I'm going to give it as a tie.
It's The Fray, right? I said Fray.
I was just very close. You were slightly after. I'll remember when I need to give benefit of the doubts to people, but I'm going to give you that one. I gave it to Bob as well. Two for Bob, one for Schmitty. Here we go. Here's the song, Who's the Artist? Who Let the Dogs Out?
Snoop.
No, Bloodhound Gang.
No, it's neither of those guys.
No.
It's the Something Boys.
Not Boys.
Oh, crap.
It's like the 69?
I used to know that
one. Here's the song, Who's the Artist? Who Let the Dogs Out?
Had a number in the name.
Nope.
No?
I thought it was Bloodhound Gang.
The party was jumping.
Hey,
yippee-ah-oh. It's a one-hit wonder, so it's not the easiest one. I figured somebody might know it.
Start to be common.
Here's the song, Who's the Artist? Who Let the Dogs Out? I knew they didn't know it. It is the Baja Men.
That's it.
The Baja Men is Who Let the Dogs Out.
Never heard of them.
It's all right. Beatbox with two, Schmitty with one. Mikey, keep your chin up, but you can get this. This is Mikey's. So, Mikey, answer quickly. You're probably going to tie if you don't go fast enough. Here's the song, Who's the Artist? More Than a Feeling.
Boston.
Mikey Flaw did grab it.
It's one of
very well done. More Than a Feeling is Boston.
Yep.
Here's the song. Who's the artist? It's another Mikey flaw. Back in Black.
AC/DC.
Did he say that? Would you say that right?
Yeah.
Okay, that was definitely the same time. I should make sure you say it right. Schmitty and Mikey Flaw both got that correctly, which ties up the whole board. Schmitty, Beatbox Bob, and Mikey Flaw all have 2 points. Very well done. This is a close game. We're halfway through. Here's the song. Who's the artist? You're going to get this again. Mikey Flaw might even get this one. Here's the song. Who's the artist? Walk This Way.
Aerosmith.
Mikey got it.
Did you say that out loud?
No, Mikey did.
Okay, I know Mikey did, but I didn't know if you said it. Mikey Flaw got it. Walk This Way is Aerosmith. Mikey Flaw pulls into the lead. We got a few questions left here on Trivia Time. Here's the song. Who's the artist? All Shook Up.
311.
No.
No.
It's old.
It is old.
It's like...
And it's old.
What'd you just say?
No, I just said it's like...
Buddy Holly or something like
that. Yeah, it's somewhere around that.
Yeah, it's in there. You're right.
It's in that time.
It's Elvis, isn't it?
Yeah. I was going to say, All Shook Up. Come on, guy. I'm all shook up. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
I thought everybody would know that old one. All right, Mikey Flaw pulls ahead of the competition. Everyone knows this one. Here's the artist. Here's the song. Here's the song. Who's the artist? Champagne Supernova.
Oasis.
Who was it?
Me.
It is Beatbox Bob. When I can only look at one of them at a time. Beatbox Bob grabbed the point. That's 3 for Bob. Here's the song. Who's the artist? This looks like another Mikey Flaw. I don't even know the song. Here's the song. Who's the artist? Eruption.
Van Halen.
Van Halen, yeah.
Mikey Flaw again. Mikey Flaw again. And this is one where this next one, I don't believe Schmitty would surprise me if he got this. I believe Bob will grab it, and Mikey has a chance at this one. Here's the song. Who's the artist? Diamond Girl.
Neil Young?
No.
Ozzy Osbourne.
I know. I can picture him.
Diamond Girl.
Yeah. Wait, don't say nothing. Osbourne.
Nope.
It's not Jeffrey Osbourne?
Nope.
Dang.
Bruce Springsteen?
No, this is newer.
It's newer?
Not newer.
Wait a minute.
90s or late 80s or early 90s. Diamond Girl, you're my Diamond Girl.
Oh, it's like Boyz II Men or like R. Kelly or something like that.
Nah, you'd have to know this particular person. Diamond Girl, who sings it? Stevie B.
Yeah.
It gets a little bit harder toward the end here. Diamond Girl is Stevie B. All right, this one Bob definitely knows, so pay attention. Flaw, you can get it. All of you guys can actually get this, so be fast as Bob. You guys ready?
Ready.
Here's the song. Who's the artist? Danny California.
Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Beatbox Bob jumps in there, catching up with Mike. There's only 3 questions left. Schmitty's got 2. Beatbox Bob's got 3. Mikey Flaw's got 5. This song right here is for 3 points. I don't believe any of you guys will know this. This was the hard one that I threw in here. For 3 points, here's the song. Who's the artist? Mr. Sandman.
The Rockettes.
Damn close. That was a close. That name is very close.
I think Back to the Future.
Not the Rockettes. Mr. Sandman. Not the Rockettes.
It's the Croquettes.
It's not Cats, but it is Ets.
The Rocketeers.
Mr. Sandman. What's their main instrument?
It's a piano.
No.
What do you call it? The guitar, right? And then a xylophone.
It's a guitar.
Do, 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 do.
Here's the artist. Here's the song. Who's the artist? Mr. Sandman.
It's not the Rockettes. It's
I don't know.
For 3 points.
Peppermint guys.
It's 50s.
I thought one of y'all may be able to pull it out of your rectum. It is Mr. Sandman, the Chordettes.
Chordettes.
The Chordettes. Thought Beatbox Bob was going to pull. All right, for 2 points. 2 questions left. Here's the song. Who's the artist? For 2 points. Schmitty, this is a must-get question for you.
Let's go.
Here's the song. Who's the artist? Symphony 40.
Beethoven?
No.
Bach?
No.
Mozart?
No. Beatbox Bob. It is Mozart. Bob comes really well with it. 2 points for six for Beatbox Bob, 5 for Mikey Flaw, 2 for Schmitty. This final question is a two-pointer. If Schmitty gets it, Beatbox Bob wins. If Bob gets it, Beatbox Bob wins. And if Mikey Flaw gets it, Mikey Flaw wins. This is for all the cookies in the jar. It's for all the cake in the batter. Final question. Here's the song, Who's the Artist? Trivia time. Here's the song, Who's the Artist? For the win. The Distance.
Cake.
Ah! Good job, man. It is Cake, and Beatbox Bob is your winner, ladies and gentlemen. And Bob comes through and smashes. And that's what's up, Bob. You haven't been winning as much as normal.
I got the power!
Not every single time, so it's a little less. Bob was winning pretty much everyone in a row for a couple weeks, but here comes Bob right back to smash it up. Very well done.
Each time you do a new game, you know, everybody wins a little bit, and then I just get it.
Oh, we're going to get, and we're going to do new games. We're going to do more movie trivia, a lot of other stuff. And we got to get back to Here's a Lyric, Name a Song on here, too. So very well done, Beatbox Bob. All right, one thing I wanted to say before, one thing I want to ask you guys before we go. We just did that battle. We talked about it last week. Great event that we were at. Schmitty Freestyle Battles.
Yeah.
Me and Beatbox Bob Wright. So with a low-funded, trying to keep the funds as low as possible, who do you think is the next battle for all three of us?
Who do I think's the next battle for all
What's
three of us?
What's the smartest thing for a show? Just for the first show. Schmitty's got a freestyle, so we got to remember that. Whoever he faces has got to be a freestyle.
So you're asking who the opponent would be?
Who the opponent would be for Schmitty, and who would Beatbox Bob's, and who would mine be?
Okay. I think a Schmitty Villafora rematch would be cool. I'd also like to get a piece of Villafora myself, so what I think that would be a good
one. What if Villafora, Ryan came in with written stuff? Wouldn't that be?
Me and Ryan have one on the camera that we did a few years ago.
I think this is clear cut.
It's a double-edged sword, though, because if I freestyle, except for Bob and Ryan can carry the show, but it's hard for me to put as the headliner, because I'm drawing massive when I'm headlining, and it's written. But does it have to be written?
It doesn't have to be. No, no, it doesn't.
My cousin told me on the phone. He's like, as long as you're on there. But I'm like, Ryan and Bob, do you guys know? But they're like, they want to see it from you. So I kind of understand. So all right,
I think it's very clear. You versus Villafora, me versus Beatbox for the championship freestyle. You versus Villafora written.
Yeah.
And that's going to be the biggest draw.
I mean, even though we already did it, we should probably do it again.
Yeah.
Because you got to switch it up.
It depends on how close that is. If that's within the next 3 months, I may only do a one-rounder, man, unless he wants to do 3 2s. I'll do 3 2-minute rounds. Would you rather that than a one-rounder?
I think 3 2-minute rounds would be incredible.
I think both of you writing against each other would be incredible.
Yeah.
It was incredible. One of the best battles that's been done in Florida. You can check it out online, Mosh Jelton versus Ryan Villafora. It's already up. It was an amazing battle. We tied. Damn, bro. It's just such a hard work when I got to deal with that.
This would be a tiebreaker?
There's more to it.
Well, I guess it would because we tied, so.
Yeah, there you go. It's a rematch.
I mean, dude.
What's this? You got a title match.
You guys are making me work hard, though, bro.
I get what you're saying. You can either, look, okay, if you can't pull off the three rounds, which we all know you can, okay, so just get over that fact. If you can't, you can always just pull off a really big freestyle one-rounder.
Well, I can definitely do a one-rounder and throw stuff in, and I got a bunch of stuff written, but I'll hit up Villafora and I'll say, look, we're looking at July, right?
Yeah, I think so.
Makes sense, yeah.
And then we're going to have we're doing a comedy show that if we can make it to whoever can, that's coming up, I think, the 13th of next month. But yeah, so I'll hit up Villafora, see if we can get him and say, hey, look, you want to do it again? He'll probably enjoy it. That's going to be where the pay is going to go. But we only have us two. I believe that we should scour Beatbox Bob. You may be good at this too. We need to find a one more battle with two other guys.
Okay.
And if it costs us $200 for that battle, so be it, as long as they'll show up.
Sure.
So
how much do you have to pay somebody to show up?
I don't like to give people's numbers out there, but $300, because I'm a homeboy to everybody, $300, somebody shows up for us. But the, some guys that aren't at the top, we may be able to be like, yeah, we'll give you $100. Because the worst part about it is we don't have professional videographers, and that's why a lot of people battle. So the incentive is going to be the $100, and we'll put it online. But yeah, if we could get like a Hilltop versus whoever, man.
Yeah.
If I can even get Flicks.
Oh, that would be cool.
Flicks versus you would be amazing, but I don't know if Flicks is even going to make it, bro. I don't trust the dude. We got to just find two trustworthy dudes, no matter how good they are.
Right.
So oh, Flicks is off you. The table.
Yeah. You know, but we could definitely get some folks in there. We'll do some scouring. Let's hit the old online forums. Let's talk to some folks, that sort of stuff. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, absolutely. I'm psyched to do it again.
Dude, I cannot wait.
Is there anybody in Miami that would come up?
Yeah, there is. It starts to get to the 300s per person when you get down to Miami, but it's just like if I can get Bob versus Colossus and me,
what?
Or via Fora, and me versus via Fora, Colossus, and Schmitty versus a great freestyler, that'd be amazing. Like, I might pull Johnny Storm and see what he'd charge me to do a freestyle battle with Schmitty.
Dude.
Okay.
He's the best in the world.
Sure.
That would be amazing.
Dude.
I got to check the price, bro. What if it's not a lot? To come freestyle for a night? Could be $200. Bro, that would be nasty. So super stoking. Mikey Flaw, is there anything that you want to tell the beautiful people of Sunshine 96.7 FM and St. Pete before we go?
Thanks for checking us out.
Awesome. I love it. I love the emphatic thanks for checking us out. Schmitty, is there anything that you would like to tell the fine people of St. Pete?
Thank you all for listening to us, and we'll see you next week.
Very good outro. And then I guess I'll switch it over here to Beatbox Bob. Beatbox Bob, anything you want to tell the people before we go?
We love you very, very much. Thank you for tuning in to The Mosh Gelton Show on Sunshine 96.7 Radio St. Pete, where local music lives.
We'll catch you guys next week at 11 p.m., right?
You got it.
And then usually I hit the button and it goes, but now I'm going to press a different button. We're professionals, guys. We are complete.
From the frozen tundra of Tampa Bay, who the hell writes this crap? You've got the Mosh Gelton Show. From Tampa Bay to the world.